Yes, praise God. It's your time. Good morning on this Tuesday, December 20th. Welcome to our morning motivation broadcast, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. It's inspirational teaching and prayer to enhance your everyday life, all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and today's topic is, let's count your blessings. Every day is like a holiday because life is your present. Let's count. Let us come together and count your blessings because every day is like a holiday. Life is your present. Our scripture for today will come from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 through 8, and then Ephesians 3, 20 through 21. While you are getting that word ready, I want to remind everyone that Christmas is coming up this weekend and that we are wrapping up our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. We've been counting down the last 100 days of this year to our most fruitful years, our fruitful 2017. And guess what? Today is day 10. Can you believe all the work we've put in? If you were not able or unable to catch up on any of that work with us, you can go to the website and go back through all of the teachings, the tasks that we've performed, as well as what we did on last week, which was focusing on writing our 2017 vision or goal on the website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. By now, you should have your word ready. So let's get ready and enhance our everyday life. We're going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. And I am reading from the KJV. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now listen to these blessings. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command thee blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So our topic for this morning is, let's count your blessings. Every day is a holiday, or like a holiday, because life is your present. I also want to welcome all of our callers this morning. I thank everyone for tuning in. Morning Motivation Broadcast is held Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and our number is 323-870-4180. Now, let's talk about this teaching. We're focusing on the blessings, and I really wanted to do this because we are in the Christmas season. Every year during the holidays, so many people end up depressed because they don't have the money to buy presents, or they don't have enough money to buy as many presents, or the quality of presents, or the value of presents that they desire. And sometimes they don't have anyone to give them a physical present. For some people, that Secret Santa on the job is all that they'll receive. For others, they have lost loved ones during this season, and all of these things begin to overwhelm them to where they forget that life in and of itself is a blessing. And as they measure themselves against others whom they deem to be more successful or more blessed or more fruitful, they end up withdrawing more and more into their shell. And I want you to notice the word I said, they deemed, D-E-E-M-E-D. I said deemed because this is their perspective. This is a status that they have granted on the others. Because just because you see someone who looks externally like they're prospering doesn't always mean that that is the case. There are people who live in fine homes that are about to go in foreclosure. There are people driving luxury cars that are hoping the repo man doesn't come take it away tonight. There are folks who've been married for 50 years who look so great on the outside, who haven't slept in the same bed inside their home for 10 years. So I don't want you to cause yourself to deem or measure your value by what you deem someone else's value to be. So when we looked in that word this morning in Deuteronomy, what we saw is just a cascade, an avalanche of blessings. Everything you're putting your hands to is blessed. You're blessed when you get up. You're blessed when you sit down. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Your fruit are blessed. Your cattle are blessed. In other words, everything surrounding you, everything within you, everything about you, God seeks to bless that, and even more so as we do his will. So let's count some of your blessings this morning. I won't have the time to enumerate all of them, because if I had 10,000 tongues, there's no way that I could praise God enough or help you count every blessing. It's like the grains of sand. But let's count some of them this morning. Number one, you are alive. Hallelujah. That's a blessing in and of itself. Because I guarantee you, someone died before you rose this morning. Number two, you are in your right mind, as the old folks used to say. That's a blessing. Because I guarantee you, there are people this morning who don't know their name, don't possess the mental faculty to be able to sign their own paperwork, to dress themselves, to go to the bathroom. Number three, you have your health and strength. Now, some of you may say, well, that one doesn't apply to me, Evangelist Williams, because I have diabetes or I have high blood pressure or maybe I'm in a wheelchair. I said, and God says, you still have your health and strength, because even with the diabetes or the hypertension, even with whatever the situation may be, you are still able to live and to get around, whether you're being managed with medications, whether it's a diet, no matter what the situation is. I guarantee you, we can go find people who are worse off than you in regard to health and strength. Number four, you have shelter. I said you have shelter. You woke up this morning with something covering you. For some of you, it may be a mansion. For others, it may be a nice 4,000 square feet home. For others, it may be an apartment or a condominium. My point is, I don't care what it is, whether it's hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, you have some shelter. We're counting the blessings. Number five, you have food. You are not emaciated, starving, dying. You have some food. People are not having to send money to you like you're in a third world country so that you can just get one half of a cup of water to sustain you throughout the entire day. You have some food. Whether it's caviar or cheese and crackers, doesn't matter. We're counting the blessings. Next, you have loved ones. You have somebody who loves you. Now, for some on the call, it's a spouse. For others, it's your children or your family. For me, it's my whole family. But even if you are physically alone. God loves you. You have the love of God. Whether you're incarcerated or your children are incarcerated, they have loved ones. And love yourself. If you don't have anyone else physically on this earth to say, I love you, tell yourself. Remember, the lines are muted. No one can hear you, including me. Just go ahead, everybody on the call this morning, say, I love myself. Repeat after me. Say, I love myself. Oh, praise God. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into the prayer because I'm supposed to be teaching it, not preaching it. But I love myself. There are beautiful things about you, handsome things about you, and every one of you, love yourself. Next, you have transportation. Now, I want you to notice something. I'm not even getting into the extras. I'm just dealing with the basic necessities of counting your blessings. Your transportation may be a fine car. Your transportation may be a car that's barely making it. Your transportation may be that you have to ride the bus or use public transportation or a bicycle, or it may just be those great 2 feet that God gave you that my mother said they used to walk 5 and 10 miles one way without shoes in the snow to get to school. Everybody knows that one. Just a little humor. Praise the Lord. The point is you have transportation. These are just the basic necessities of blessings that God has given you every day. Now, some of you on the call have the extras. You have a job, and then a job that you love. You may have a nice home, a mansion, a luxury car. You may have a college degree, 2 or 3 degrees, a PhD. Understand that these are the extras. These are the exceeding abundantly blessings that God gives, because those are not required for you to be blessed. Those are just icing on the cake. There are people without college degrees who are millionaires. There are people without luxury homes who live great in their home every day. Those are the exceeding on the top, icing on the cake, blessings on top of blessings that the Lord gives us. And then for some of you, you will receive a Christmas present or one or two or three or more, and you'll be able to give it. I want you to notice that I put that within the extras. Because I remind you again that celebrating the Christmas season and the holiday season, it's about Christ. It's about giving. And when you allow Satan to come in and pull you down into the trap, the deception of believing that your love and your worth are measured only by the number of presents you can give or receive, you've missed the whole life of blessings that God has given you. You've missed the picture. You've missed the boat. Every day is a holiday. Life is your present. And for anyone on this call who feels like, well, I didn't have some of the things you said, or they're not to the same gratitude or same extent as others, go back to number one. You are alive. And every day that you have number one, that you are alive, is another day to get the others. Let's get ready and go into prayer this morning. I need thee. Hallelujah. Oh, we need thee every hour, Lord. We need thee. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. We come asking thee forgiveness of every sin. We come blessing you this morning, Lord. We come honoring your holy name. Father, we come thanking you this morning for all of your blessings. You have blessed us with such magnitude that we really cannot even count it. We cannot enumerate it, detail it out. We cannot measure the greatness of your love and gratitude toward us that you give us every day, morning by morning by morning, mercy upon mercy, new mercies. You've given us life. You've given us our right minds, our health and strength. Lord, we have transportation. We got shelter. We got food. We got the basics, and then even some of the extras. And we magnify you this morning. Now, Lord, for everyone on this call who is experiencing some kind of discouragement, sadness, depression, because they've allowed the enemy to trick and deceive them into allowing that to be the litmus test of their worth, I come and ask that you uplift their spirits right now, that you bless them and inspire them right now, that you remind them that the cattle on a thousand hill belong to you, that you remind them that you are their shepherd. They don't have anything that you cannot provide, that you remind them that they are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, that the hands are blessed, the work of their hands are blessed, the fruit of their labor are blessed, their homes are blessed, their children are blessed, their families are blessed, their minds are blessed. Blessings, 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 blessings. I hear to overtake them in the name of Jesus. Whoo! Let them walk in joy today and not compare themselves to anyone else anymore, because we've counted the blessings and we declare that every day is like a holiday, because life is a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Your task for today is to celebrate and count your blessings. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. You can learn more about me in our morning motivation broadcast on my website of feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L letter D fire.com. Join us on morning motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. The number is 323-870-4180. It is inspirational teaching and prayer to enhance your everyday life, all within 15 minutes. I'll see you in the morning. Let's count your blessings. Every day is your holiday. Life is your present. Go get your blessings.